Hey, I'm so happy you're back again. I didn't know if last time would freak you out or what, but anyways, I'm glad you came over. Maybe this. You can go sit down on the couch, take your clothes off. I'm going to be a little bit more directive today, okay? Start stroking your cock. It hurts so quick. That's so hot. Go faster. Really hard. Just don't worry. Just stroke it. Are you worried that if you get inside me that you'll come too quickly? That you'll be on the edge? That's okay. Keep stroking hard like that. You're worried that you'll come so fast. I'll be disappointed and unsatisfied. Baby, get close to the edge. Keep coming. Keep stroking. You're close to coming already, hey? Are you worried that you'll be embarrassed? And that I'll judge you? Keep stroking. Stay on that edge. You have to train yourself to last longer. You have to edge over and over and over again. We're gonna practice that today, okay? You have to keep edging, keep training, until you're able to last long enough that we both feel so good when you fuck me. Are you about to come? Okay, then stop stroking. Okay, put your clothes back on. We'll try this again. Okay. No, really, put your clothes back on. We're gonna start again. It's fine. Take your time. And while you do that, I just want to say that that's what I think that's what a lot of guys think when they think of lasting longer. How long between when they put their cock in to when they come with just straight pounding in between, in, out, in, out. But I think a lot of that is missing the point. Some of it is true. I mean, I'm not going to pretend it wouldn't be unsatisfying if you came as soon as you put your dick inside me. Maybe it would be a little flattering the first time, but I still want you to be able to fuck me. And as you got used to the sensation, you would naturally last longer. But the mark I think guys miss when it comes to lasting longer is the importance of foreplay, you know? The lasting isn't just from when penis enters vagina to when penis exits vagina. The lasting includes, like, all of the buildup. And bottom line, we're both in bed, or the couch, or wherever. We both want sex. And the goal is to make us both need it. So, here. I'll have you. No, actually, you'll do it to yourself. I know. But I want you to both do it and experience it. So just take it one step at a time and don't move until you absolutely need to, okay? Okay, so first step. You're still a little bit hard. Or maybe you're a little bit hard from anticipation. Start rubbing your cock through your pants. Just lightly, lightly. gently move your hand across the fabric of your pants. Remember to take deep breaths. Focus on that. Breathing in. Breathing out. While you gently rub that bulge in and out. Relax your shoulders. Relax your neck. Stop clenching or flexing any of your muscles if you notice that you are. Release that tension from your body. You want to be able to fully experience the pleasure. Okay, take your hand off your crotch and slide it up your body to your chest. Hold it there while you take your other hand and massage the back of your neck. And move that hand around slowly to the front and lightly hold your neck. Give it a little squeeze before sending it down to your hip. Now take off your shirt. Place your hands back where they were. Take the hand on your hip and place it over your cock. No rubbing. Just wait. Take the pointer finger from the hand on your chest and suck on it. Get it wet. And now start to gently rub circles around one of your nipples. Take the hand on your cock and slide it to your leg. Start to caress your inner thigh. Take your thumb, your forefinger. Start to pinch your nipple lightly, and the other one. If you like that, just pull on your nipple a little bit. Give it a little twist. We're just playing with all the different sensations that your body can give you. Your hand is getting so close to your hard cock. I can see the need. Your eyes. You can take off your pants, but go slowly, mindfully, noticing all the sensations, all the desire arising in your body, in your mind. Slowly slide them down. You're waiting for that want to become a real need. Switch your hands. Start to play again with your thighs, your inner thighs, your nipples. Wet fingers feel good. Don't touch your cock yet. Just wait. Okay. Take one hand and slide it. Stroke your cock gently. It feels good, right? Finally touching your hard, throbbing cock. It's still a little frustrating. I'm guessing you're still wearing boxers. Yeah. It's a little restrictive. And you want to fully stroke. You want to come. You need to. Okay. So go ahead. Take off your boxers. Get your cock out. And stroke it. Like you really, really need to. Stroke it slow. Just fast enough where you can get to feel every up. Down motion. You're already so hard. Focus on how every ridge of your cock feels as your hand glides up and down. Grip it firmly, but not super tight. Don't worry about coming quickly. Just think about how good it feels. squeeze them lightly. Pull on them just a little bit. Just try to get to the edge, but don't force yourself there. Can you start to feel that orgasm building? Keep going. Just bring yourself there. Yeah. Keep stroking. Keep stroking until you come. That's so fucking sexy. Ride that as long as you can. Stroke it all out. Notice all those feelings as you come and pulse and throb. Did that feel better? Really needing to come and then slowly bringing about an orgasm instead of forcing yourself to the edge. You know, don't take lasting longer so literally. There's ways to increase your stamina in bed, and just doing it and getting used to the sensation is one of them. But it misses out on some of the most important other parts, just the whole, all that feeling, all those different sensations. Don't worry about exactly how many minutes you're going to last. I mean, proper foreplay takes a while. It should be sexy and enjoyable and pleasurable for both of us. But you know, mostly I want you to be worried about how we both feel. And that's what I want to think about, is how to make you feel so good. So, I know you're feeling good. And that's all.